Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello, and I am, again, I'm Glovina Williams, and I want to welcome you to the Dr. Glovina Show. And, yeah, a safe and happy place. How about that? A safe and happy place where we can come together and grow together, glean from the Word of God, glean from our experiences and our knowledge, our educational background. And today we can learn from two siblings, two brothers, Moses and Aaron. Yeah. You know, because there is a set time for things in life. And often it is the patience that really, you know, our patience gets tried sometimes. But we have to continue, my beloveds, to be patient and persistent. And we'll look at how these brothers, a great team that came together, and they were able and they were willing to accomplish a great, great task for the freeing of an entire nation. And when we talk about patience, it doesn't mean being passive or resigning. It doesn't mean I'm just going to sit back, cross my legs, so to speak, and just wait and see what happens. Patience also does not mean I'm just going to throw up my hand, and if it is to be, it will be. But patience is power. Patience is a virtue. Patience, I personally often say, patience can get you almost anything. You know, patience is emotionally freeing yourself. It's a practice of waiting, watching, and knowing. Here's the key, my beloveds, when to act. We often connect patience with prudence. Prudence, knowing timing. Knowing timing. Listen, that also calls for faith. Hebrews 11 and 1, this is one of my absolute favorite verses, and you hear me quote it quite often. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, I published, one of my books is entitled To Step Out on Faith. A lot of things that God calls us to do, we're kind of hesitant. But I want you to begin to operate in the now faith. The now faith is the essence. The now faith is the very molecules, the matter, that the things that you've been hoping for, the things that are still perhaps in the invisible realm, it is this faith that will bring them to the forefront, where it can be discerned, where it can be perceived with the five senses. Yes, that's what faith can do. Faith can bring it out of a realm that, you know, you just like, in a sense, you're seeing it in your mind. Maybe you've captured it on paper. Maybe you wrote your goals, your vision on paper. Now, how do I get that into the earth realm? How do I get it where I'm able to touch it, feel it, see it, enjoy it? You do it by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things that you may not see right now. Yeah, faith. You know, as I was looking in the Word of God, I want to bring you into my space, to my world. And I looked at Exodus chapter 8. And as we know, Exodus was written by Moses. The first five books of the Holy Bible were written by Moses. Please listen to the first verse. I'll read it to you. And I love reading to you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Here, Moses is receiving instructions from Yahweh, Almighty God, the Creator, Elohim. He's receiving instructions. And he's telling Moses, I want you to call on Pharaoh. I want you to obtain an audience with Pharaoh. My God, the leader of, at that time, the most powerful dynasty in the known world. Oh, and the Lord spake unto Moses, said, look, I want you to obtain an audience with Pharaoh. And then the Lord bade Moses present. Go on and present yourself before Pharaoh. And I want you to tell Pharaoh, send my people away. Let them go. So that what? So that they can worship me. So they can offer a sacrifice to me. A set time. Have you ever asked God in prayer or just in your thoughts or maybe in some words that you spoke? And God gave you the answer. Yes, this is what I want you to do, and this is how I want you to go about it. This may be the person that I want you to call or to talk to. And you receive the instructions, and you receive them clearly. But have you ever noticed it doesn't happen? Bam, instantly. Maybe for you it did. But maybe in some instances, it took some patience. It took some persistence. Moses, and you know, often we'll stand and say, I know what the Lord told me, but there is a set time. Moses received divine instructions and directions from Yahweh, from God. It didn't happen in an instant. Oh my God. Yeah. This is another reason why intercessors, I put this in my notes, intercessors are of great value, especially during your season of following God's directions and instructions. A set time, my beloveds. Someone to pray with you, someone to pray for you, someone that can come in agreement with you, someone that has your best interest at heart. God said, Moses, tell Pharaoh, and I'm going to put it like this, the king of Egypt, that powerful country on the continent of Africa, up in what we call Northern Africa, let my people go. Why? So they can come and serve me. But listen what else God says to Moses in verse 2. And if he refuses to let them go, behold, I'm going to smite all the borders with frogs. I said frogs. This is Govina talking. I said frogs. If you tell, and he's saying, I'm getting excited. He's saying, if Pharaoh refuses you, and if he keeps on refusing you to let them go or to send them away, you let Pharaoh know that I'm going to send a plague throughout all the borders, and frogs are going to begin to come into their territory. And you can say to Pharaoh, I'm warning you, Pharaoh, God says he's going to send a plague of frogs over all your territory, a vast horde of frogs across your land from one border to the other. In other words, Moses has to tell Pharaoh, beware. If you don't let the people go, God is going to afflict your whole country with frogs. frogs, and they're going to be just in Egypt. They're going to be just where he, just in Pharaoh's territory. Listen, God can call the frogs up and send them out. Call them up out of the Nile River and send them out. Because don't forget, they have to obey God. Yeah. And so the frogs continued. God is saying they're going to continue to come. They're going to come up out of the Nile River. They're going to come into the houses. They're going to come into the palace. They're going to come everywhere. They're going to be crawling into people's beds. Oh, listen. They're going to be on the couches. They're going to be along among the people. They're going to be in kitchen utensils. They're going to be in ovens. I'll back it up. Listen at this. Verse 3. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into thine house, into your bedchamber, upon your bed, and into the house of your servants, even upon your people, and into their ovens, and into their utensils. Moses is giving Pharaoh a fair warning, because there's a set time when God will release what needs to be released in your life. He says they're going to come up out of the river. They're going to be live frogs. And the river is going, listen, they're going to be swarms of frogs. The river is going to just release these frogs. And they're going to come up and they're going to come into the houses. Moses, as I said, he's giving Pharaoh a fair warning. If you don't obey God, he's saying, Pharaoh, if you don't obey what I'm saying to you, God gave Moses divine instructions and directions. Don't forget, Moses knew Pharaoh. Don't forget, he lived in Pharaoh's house. He knew Pharaoh very well, and Pharaoh knew him. But this is a side of Moses that Pharaoh did not know. Moses is now coming in the power and in the authority of Yahweh, Almighty God. And verse 4 says, and the frog shall come up both on you too, Pharaoh. It's going to come up on your people. It's going to come up on all of your servants. Hey, you're not going to be exempt from this, Pharaoh. Your power, your money, your esteem is not going to be able to hold back God's power if you don't obey what God is telling you to do. Don't forget, please, my beloveds, Moses is still in the phase of explaining this to Pharaoh. He says, look, they're going to even crawl all over you, your people, your officers. Listen at this, my beloveds. And the Lord spake unto Moses. Now Moses and Aaron now, they've come in unto Pharaoh and said, listen, this is what Yahweh is saying. Send away my people that they may serve me, for thou will not send them away. He says, behold, I'm going to plague all your borders with frogs, and the river's going to produce frogs, which are going to come up and enter into your house, your bedchamber, your couches, your servants. They're going to come into the furnaces where they cook. Oh, my God. It's going to be horrible. And God spoke to Moses and said, now say to Aaron, your brother. We're talking about teamwork here. We're talking about the power of what we know as synergy. We're talking about when two people can come together and agree, mighty things happen. I believe that's why a husband and wife team is so powerful. I believe that's one of God's most powerful team on the planet. When a husband and wife come together, my God, there's no stopping them. He says, say unto Aaron, stretch forth thine hand with your rod. Hold out your arm and hold out that rod. Stretch it forth. Oh, my goodness. Lift up your hand, Aaron, and have your staff in it. Instruct Aaron how to point. that rod and pointed Aaron. Listen, what? Oh, my God. Listen, please. This is important. What Moses pointed over the streams, Aaron, pointed over the rivers and over the ponds. I know that the revealing and the revelation of this is coming to you now as individuals. I'm speaking to you. You're individually now receiving the revealed word of God. The Bible says that the word became flesh and dwelt among them. You're now receiving the manifested, demonstrated word of God into your life now. The power that God gave Moses, the instructions that he was able to give his brother, will eventually free an entire nation. Never, ever give up on the plans that God has given you. Go on, Aaron, he's telling his brother. Point it this way, do it that way. And don't be afraid to follow the instructions and the directions of those who have your best interests at heart and to those who are listening to the directions and the instructions of God. Oh, my God, I'm so happy that you are with me right now. We're learning something. We're going somewhere in God. We're listening to directions and instructions. But more than anything, my beloveds, we are gaining principles to live a life of victory, to live a life that will take us where God intended for us to go. Oh, yeah. Wow. He says, listen, I want you to give this message to Pharaoh. And then second, I want you to say to Aaron, Moses, you're giving the instructions. Moses, you're giving the directions, but they're coming from me. The directions are coming from God to Moses, to Aaron, and also he's giving directions and instructions to Pharaoh. Aaron has a rod. Sometimes we often only think that Moses had one. Aaron had a rod as well. Aaron had miracle working power as well as Moses. But listen at this. Although Aaron had miracle working power as well, he submitted himself to his brother. And it was his younger brother. How about that? Lift up your rod and point it. Do you think he said, hey, you don't tell me what to do. I hear from God on my own. Some of you in leadership, you may have heard that before. But listen, he said, lift up your rod and point it. And he gave Aaron specific instructions as to where to point it. Point it over the streams, over the rivers, over the ponds, over the canals, over the lakes. Point water, mind you. Aaron, Moses is telling him, I want you to step deeper into the spirit realm. Water normally represents the spirit. And Aaron, I want you to go deeper in. And I want you to come in with authority. I want you to come in knowing who you are, who God has created you to be. I want you to come into the realm of the kingdom of God and begin to exercise your authority. Some of you that are listening to me now, you perfectly understand what I'm saying because the Holy Divine Spirit of God is revealing it to us. Aaron is now causing an effect. Don't you want to be the causal for the effects in your life that God wants you to experience? Cause it to happen because the power of life and death is in your tongue. There is power in the words. This really takes some effort, my beloveds. I know some of you right now, you're on your own personal trips. I know it, you're thinking about some things. But, you know, our mind, the thoughts that we have, they formulate the words that we speak. the gray matter, our brains can get, you know, stirred up, and we begin to speak what it is that God really desires for us to do and to have and to be. And these words will cause some things to begin to happen. And this is where we want the desired results for our life. So we have to be extremely careful what we speak. I mentioned the other day, we have to be extremely careful as to what we even attach I am to. Because remember, my beloved, a gentle reminder, when Moses met God on the backside of the mountain and God revealed his name to Moses, he said, I am that I am. Moses said, what's your name? I'll be what I will to be. What? Moses said. God said, Eya, Esha, Eya. My name is Yahweh. I am that I am. Be careful what you attach I am to. If you need to rest, don't say, I am tired. Try this. I need to get some rest. If you're going to love someone, we don't love them to death. I love you so much. End of story. I love you so much. Be careful because the words can cause effects in our life. Just as Aaron, he had the power to use that rod to cause, to have a cause and effect, to bring up the frogs out of streams, rivers, ponds, canals, lakes, reservoirs. Can I say this? Be careful what you say. It carries power. The power to make positive or negative effects in our life. Listen to this. Oh, yeah. I hope you're enjoying this. Hey, welcome to my world. Exodus chapter 8, verse 6. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt. Aaron held out his hand. Aaron obeyed his younger brother. Aaron obeyed because what? God was speaking to Moses, and Moses was giving Aaron the divine instructions and directions. Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt. He lifted up his hand, and the frogs did what? They came up. The frogs crawled on up out of what? Oh, stay calm, Glovina, the Dr. Glovina show. Oh, my goodness. The frogs obeyed Aaron. Yeah, they came up out of the streams, they came up out of the rivers, the ponds, the canals, the lakes, the reservoirs. What you're believing God for. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Believe it. Believe what, have faith that what God said, he can bring it to pass in your life. Oh, but Glovina, it seems like I've been waiting a long time. It seems like things aren't obeying me as you said that they obeyed Aaron. Listen at this, my beloved. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong. Nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and chance happens to them all. Be patient. Patience is a virtue. Patience is power. And remember, patience isn't just sitting back. Patience is an emotionally freeing practice of learning how to wait on God. And while you're waiting, you are in a mode of preparation. You're doing what you need to do in order to help the vision, that invisible plan and goal that God has given you. You're watching and you're knowing when to act and when to move. Yeah. Listen at Hebrews 3:6. A set time. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. And we are his house. Remember, I'm going to pause here and interject this. Remember, God said, I want to come and live in a house not made by hands. You are that house. Spirit of the living God is living. But Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. And we are his house. And if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope, God's going to do what he promised that he would do for you. Yes. Have faith in God. With God, all things are possible if we only believe. And if your belief, or sometimes, my beloveds, if you feel like your faith is not as strong as you want it to be, just simply say, Father, increase my faith. And even if he gives you the faith the size of a mustard seed, a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of faith, with that small amount of faith, what may look like a minute amount of faith, you can speak to a mountain. You can speak to the circumstance, the obstacles, and command them to be cast into the sea. Move out of my way. I'm on a mission for God. And as I mentioned, God will send others along to help you, to advise you, to listen to you, to give you feedback. Listen at Ecclesiastes 4:11. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? In other words, no man or woman is an island. God wants us to develop healthy, happy, and prosperous relationships. Yes, he does. That's what he wants us to do. Oh, I love you so much. There was so much that I wanted us to look at today, but I believe we did pretty good. I want to hear your comments. So often, you come on, you can text me, you can let me know just what you thought about this small portion that we talked about today. I hope that you gleaned and that you learned something from these two siblings, Moses and Aaron, two brothers who came together and they were able to free an entire nation from bondage. What is it or who is it that needs to be freed up in your life? I like to say it like this. I love you so much. Yeah. The miracle working power of obedience. The set time. The miracle power of obedience. The miracle power, let me say it in a more palatable way, the miracle power of following directions and instructions. Yeah. I want to say hello to my beautiful aunts. I want to say hello to Covenant of Hope. I want to say hello to all of our listeners. You're coming in from all over the world, believe it or not. We're up to over 5,000 listeners. I want to thank you. Listen, you are indeed the apple of God's eye, and history is waiting on you. There's a set time. I want you to be patient and persistent. By the Spirit, what does that mean? Be prudent. Move in season. I love you, and I appreciate you being with me. God bless you.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and Prosperity. Bye.